Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. We are conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you some questions. Are you?
I'll give my opinions, no problem.
Thank you. How are you today?
I am really good.
I'm happy to hear that. Now, just for documentation purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank
male.
You. Alrighty. The quota for the male group is completed now. Is there a female in the house who can help us with the survey?
Oh, yeah. I got a female here to answer your survey question.
Thank you. May I speak to her, please?
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. How are you today?
Jennifer, I'm good.
I'm happy to hear that. I was just telling him that we are conducting a survey. The survey will be very short, and I'll do it as fast as I can. May I please know what is the year of your birth?
1959.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, Asian?
White.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Do you feel positive or negative regarding the future of the country?
Right now, I'm still negative.
Okay. What about the future of the planet?
Positive.
Okay. What about your own future?
Positive.
Thank you so much. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community.
9.
Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today or in the United States today? So I will give you a list. You can pick 3 of the most important issues that you think is for young women: healthcare, crime, climate change, racism and discrimination, education, mental health, national security, economy and cost of living, student loans, abortion access, immigration, or gun violence. You can pick 3.
Okay. Can you repeat them, please?
Yes, of course. Healthcare, crime, climate change, racism and discrimination, education, mental health, national security, economy and cost of living, student loans, abortion access, immigration, or gun violence.
Crime.
Hmm?
National security.
Okay.
Immigration.
Thank you so much. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, your education, or caring for senior family members?
Caring for senior family members.
Okay. You can pick 3. We're missing 2.
Okay. Can you repeat, please?
Yes, of course. Having or caring for your children, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, or your education.
Advancing career and taking care of children.
Okay. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your hobbies or interests, your role in relationship like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being American, your sexual orientation, your personality, being young, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your profession, being a woman, your spiritual religious beliefs, and that's the list that I have. You can pick three.
My role, and spiritual, and did you say one was for relationships?
Yes, I said one for relationships. So I have two. I think I missed one. I have your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend. And I also have, okay. And I also have your spiritual religious belief. So I'm missing one.
Yeah, spiritual religious belief.
That's okay. I have two. We're just missing one.
Oh, okay. Then, did we say caring for children?
On this one, no, but I do have being a woman, your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being young, your personality, your sexual orientation, being American, your hobbies or interests.
My profession.
Thank you. When you think about American political system, which emotions do you feel the most, which emotions do you feel the most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Anger and frustration, disappointment or sadness, happiness, pride, dread, hope, exhaustion.
Anger and disappointment.
Okay, we're missing one.
Repeat them, please.
Yes, disappointment. You said anger and disappointment?
Yes.
Oh, okay, we got them. Thank you. Which of the following statements comes close to your opinion? So I will read to you three statements. Please tell me to which of these statements do you agree the most. Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C. Our government and political system would likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
B.
Would you go? B. Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Corporate money has too much influence. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Division and gridlock between political parties. Too many old white men in power. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. The two-party system or systemic racism.
Okay, the first one.
Corporate money has too much influence. Okay.
And the second one.
Power-hungry politicians seeking control.
And then I think the fifth one. What was the fifth one?
Let's see. Not enough people getting involved to make our voice heard.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or nothing at all? So how much do you trust the Congress?
I trust the Congress, yes. I trust them much.
Okay, would you say a lot, somewhat, a little, or nothing?
Yes,
or
a lot.
All right. What about your state government?
A lot.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, or coalitions?
A lot.
Your city government?
A lot.
Ballot initiatives, for example, proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Medium, not so much.
Would you say somewhat or a little?
Somewhat.
The Supreme Court?
A lot.
President Biden?
A little.
Thank you. All right, we're almost there, and I thank you so much for helping me out. I'm just trying to load the next question, but in the meantime, how is your day going so far?
Oh, my day is going good. It's very hot here in Nebraska. And
oh, no, I'm sure.
I'm a teacher, and so the children had to stay inside today. No recess. It's too hot.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. I bet you're missing cold weather now.
Yes, we like some cold weather.
Yeah, I agree on that. I prefer cold, too. All right. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. So, I will read to you some statements or some descriptions, and please just tell me if you feel this is very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating. The first description I got is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
So,
would you consider that is very motivating or not motivating?
Not motivating.
Would that be not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
Thank you. In the 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Motivating or not motivating?
Very motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to an affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
That is somewhat unmotivation.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Somewhat unmotivating.
I appreciate it. How likely are you to participate in the following? So I will give you a list, and you will just tell me if that is very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely to participate. Attending a protest.
Not likely.
Not very likely, okay?
Not very likely.
Okay, you can choose not very likely or not at all likely.
Not very likely.
Okay. Signing a petition.
Likely, yes.
Would that be very or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Okay. Voting in elections?
Very likely.
Okay. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media?
Very likely.
Okay. contacting or attending an event with your elected representative?
Somewhat likely.
Boycotting a company?
Somewhat unlikely.
Would that be not very likely?
Not very likely.
Okay. Volunteering for advocacy organizations.
Volunteering for what?
Advocacy organization.
I don't understand.
For advocacy?
To advocate?
Uh-huh.
To advocate for what?
For an organization. Would you volunteer for doing that?
For doing what?
For advocate an organization.
Oh, yes, I would advocate for an organization.
Okay.
Very likely.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right. We're almost done. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may have not voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. So I will read to you a list, and you will just tell me if any of this applies to you on why you have not probably voted on previous elections. You did
okay.
not have enough time. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. The candidates didn't represent your values. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Your mail ballot didn't arrive on time. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. None of the above, because you always vote.
None of the above, because I always vote.
Thank you. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing a petition, contacting a representative, etc. So the first one I got, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like SAFE Plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Do you feel this will engage you a lot more, engage you a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Thank you. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Would that be engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a lot less.
We have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. engage a lot more, a little more, a lot less, or a little less?
A little more.
Thank you. What are the media sources that you check the most for new content? You can choose up to two from the list that I will read to you right now. YouTube, national TV news stations, Instagram, Facebook, local TV news stations, Twitter, TikTok, international news outlets, news or informational articles online, or podcasts.
Broadcast and local TV.
Okay, local TV news, and I have podcasts.
Did you say forecast or podcast?
Podcast.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Hobbies, tips or hacks, humor, memes, business, finance, music, health, beauty and self-care, news or current events, sports, science or technology, government or politics, or shows or movies?
Music and
okay.
Health.
All right. Thank you. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a bachelor's degree, a Bachelor of Arts.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Republican?
Strong.
You said strong?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Are you a full-time, part-time, unemployed?
Full-time.
You said full-time?
Yes.
Thank you, and I'm sorry. I just needed to confirm because we keep on cutting off, so I apologize for that. Okay, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I did vote, and I voted for Trump.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
100,000.
Thank you so much. Alrighty, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight. I thank you so much for all of your patience. You're very, very, very sweet, and I hope you have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Is that stuff to be good?